funny enough, the Senate is inclined towards supporting the president's commitment. Nevertheless, the Senate has to make certain clarifications as we take actions through our votes. And those clarifications must come through the kind of information that we require. For example, what is, if any, the budgetary implication? What is the nature of the conflict? How does it impact our country? And why is it that we should get involved? This kind of information we thought to get by citing the finance minister, the justice minister, and the defense minister to appear on Tuesday of next week to face plenary and answer these questions. As you know, Mali is a sisterly nation in the region of the ECOWAS organization. Mali, like many other West African countries, have been part of the peacekeeping efforts in Liberia through the ECOMOG and through the UNMIL. They have, in one way or the other, contributed to the peace we enjoy today. So we owe it to not only Mali, but the international community in the effort through the collective decision to help a country in need.
You talk about the budgetary concerns. What exactly does that mean? Are you concerned in terms of who is going to foot the bill should Liberia send troops to Mali?
Yes. Any funding towards the army has to be approved through the legislature. And so we must understand that Liberia is meager budget. We must understand what is it that is going to cost us, not as a reason to say no, but as a reason to understand what we're getting into. You know, the president wrote a letter to the Senate today, and she clearly pointed out that the international community was ready to provide logistical support to our soldiers there in Mali. And again, we are just saying these things to fulfill this requirement to satisfy our desire to have all of the information available. It's also very clear that we're not talking about many soldiers here. We're talking about a platoon of less than 50 people. And so it's more symbolic than substantive. And I think this marks our re-entry into, like I would like to describe, global international peacekeeping, diplomacy, and politics. This is also good at showing the kind of solidarity that the West African nations need to show towards each other. And Liberia is proud to be ready and willing to contribute her troops.
Senator, there are some Liberians who think that the decision to send troops to Mali does not make sense when Liberia itself cannot defend itself, when it depends on the United Nations peacekeepers to keep the peace in Liberia.
Well, I'll say to those who have those concerns that their argument, as reasonable as it may appear, it really doesn't hold, because we are talking about one platoon of, like I said, less than 50 soldiers. And our involvement and support is really contributing what we can afford. And it's, like I said, it's more symbolic than substantive. It is just to show that we are participating. And in our own shortcomings, our limitations, we still can offer something, driven by our commitment and willingness to reciprocate the efforts and the kind of goodwill we received during the time we ourselves were in crisis. We, as Liberians, have a clear understanding of the syndrome that people describe as being there, done that. We know what it means to be waiting for help and hoping that someone will respond. We know what it means to have a population vulnerable to the threats of soldiers moving with bombs and guns. So to those who have those concerns, no, our peace is nowhere threatened by sending 40 soldiers or 50 soldiers to Mali. No, our sending these soldiers in no way undermine our security. We don't have any security threats. We are not threatened by that. We don't anticipate any. And whatever we're sending cannot undermine our security. It's, like I said, a purely symbolic representation, demonstrating that within our limitation, our goodwill prevails over our limitation. And that, I think, people should embrace.